Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Fury Gold Mines, traded on the TSX and the NYSE under the symbol FURY. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Tim Clark. Now, a big focus is going to be on the Eau Claire property in Quebec because there were a couple of news releases over the last about month and a half that are focused on the exploration plans, programs for this year, and drilling that has started at Eau Claire early on last month in April. First, though, Tim, I want to get an update from the April 19th news release. It was the completion of an $11 million private placement. First and foremost, kudos to you guys for raising $11 million at that time, because I think a lot of resource investors know just how difficult these markets are right now for exploration companies to raise money. Just quickly highlighting this private placement, what can you tell us about how it came together? And it's $11 million. Were there any large players that came into that financing that you can share with us?
Sure, Corey. No, it was it was a great deal for us, and I think it was a great deal for the two parties that participated. I've had a background in institutional relationships, and I was able to tap into one senior large producing company in Canada and one of the top institutional investors in precious metals in the United States from a large mutual fund. It was the listeners here would be probably less impressed with the money as much as well as the people that actually came in. You know, getting these kind of partnerships with a couple of these, top end, really well respected firms and corporates is how we want to build the business long term. And again, I kind of push back on the dollar amount, even though $11 million was a nice get. We did not do this at a discount. We did not issue warrants. But we have a partnership now with guys I've known for over 20 years, and really happy with what's probably going to happen over the next couple of years with that relationship as we get to know each other better.
Well, Tim, hats off to your team for getting a good raise done at good terms without the warrants and not being at a discount. That is a rarity in this kind of a marketplace, especially in this financing window. So congratulations to your team. And obviously raising these funds is to go do some quality work. And I know that you had a press release out just in April on the 7th that mentioned you've kicked off drilling at the Eau Claire deposit. You've got a 15,000 meter drill program on tap, looking at the southeast margin of the deposit. Bring us up to speed on what the plans are for this drill program at Eau Claire.
Sure. Well, we started to go after the eastern extension. We put four holes in there. It was pretty shallow, 400 meters or so. So they'll have quick turnaround time on the assay results, hopefully coming back in mid-June. Then we went, we've already got one drill hole in the hinge on the western side. We're going to put three or four in there. And the idea is not to kind of go overloaded, but get our results back so we can go back and be smart about it and not waste any money. I think there's a lot of excitement, particularly at the hinge. It's more of an exploration side. We're pretty confident in what we're going to get on the eastern extension. There's a 200,000 ounce block at 11.8 grams. We're drilling right next to that and kind of cleaning that up. We'll end up going out to Snake Lake and out to the gap later in the summer, but we've got enough of us in front of us right now to really sort of wet our whistle. So that's where we are in Eau Claire.
So this sounds like you're testing a number of different targets here, not necessarily resource drilling though, hey? More getting an understanding of where you probably should go back to add some ounces to the resource?
No, that's exactly right. Look, we're here to get bigger. You know, I know there's a need for resource drilling, and it's important to show consistency in what you have. But our goal here is to get much bigger. We think that there's more to drill. The investors that we brought in here, you know, they're looking at a lot more opportunity going forward in terms of growth, and you have to step out to do that. The hinge is really exciting because we had a nice hit there last fall. It's something that we feel the previous company missed. It is a complex area. And so we've spent about a year and a half figuring out sort of the geology and sort of how it twists and turns. Every drill hole you put in there, you get smarter. And this is why I think this summer we're going to do a lot better than last year, because we know a lot more. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, right? And there's some other areas that we're going to poke into and test the waters and see if something pops up. But it's about getting bigger.
Well, Tim, just along that theme, I know that when Fury picked this up from East Main, the Eau Claire project, you saw something in it where there was room to expand, but it's a quality deposit. Nobody's ever doubted that. But what's the big picture vision? Maybe for people that haven't been following along with this particular deposit out of your asset base, how big is it now? How big do you think it could grow? And where do you envision this going? How do you want people to think about it as they move forward?
Well, it's high grade, which is what you want. We've got good veining. They're stacked. A lot of the work had been done at the resource. They hadn't stepped out. The previous company hadn't really collated a lot of the data. We came in, we found data on 7 different servers, some of which were in garages or basements. And we put a lot of it together, and there was a bit of a learning curve. The geologists we have here should be working at bulge bracket large companies. In fact, Mike Hendrickson came from a career at Newmont. They know how to put this thing together right, and they spend a lot of time reworking the data to make it, you know, so it's smarter. I mean, it's really expensive to go drill these holes, so you want to make sure you're drilling where you want and where you really think the potential is, and that's exactly what we did. So as I said before, there is always a learning curve, and the more you can get the geometry of where the potential gold might be, it just makes you a lot smarter and better understanding. And what I think has been interesting about this is every time we have stepped out, and we've stepped out, I think, you know, 1,000 meters at one point, and we got 94 meters at 0.5 gram, which is a great strike. And we know that we can fill in between. And so there is a fair amount of exploration that still needs to be done. It's 1.3 million ounces, but that was from a PEA and study done in 2018. It doesn't take into account what we put in there last year and what we'll put in there this year. So the message that you want to send to companies is you get bigger. And I think there's enough territory here for us to get a lot bigger. I don't know what the number will be, but we're trying to figure out where the edges might be to this resource, and we haven't hit them yet. That's the good news.
Well, Tim, what sort of results are you looking for? Are you looking for the high grade over some narrower width? Some of the more recent results have been up to, let's say, 15 grams per ton over about a meter. We saw that in hole 7 from last year's drilling. Or are you looking for some of the longer widths? What can you tell us in terms of results that would get you guys encouraged to follow up on?
Well, look, I mean, you want these things to, you know, to collate in areas where you can come back and drill heartily. And, you know, the Hinge is that kind of territory will come back. And I believe last year we had, you know, 9.36 grams over 3 meters. That's a great hole. We've got 23 grams over 7 meters over on the extension already. So historically, we've got the numbers. We just, as you mentioned, that some of the veining can be thin, and it's about getting width and grade together. So we are actually getting high grade. This is a high grade mine. We just got to make sure that we can follow it, and it's a mineable scenario. And my view is this is going to be a mine. It's just going to take some more work around it. And so, you know, you want to get more drill holes in there, and you want to do it smart. And that's what we're doing.
Tim, do you envision that you'd want even another follow-up drill program after this one before updating the resource estimate and incorporating all the drilling you've done the last couple of years? Or do you have a rough idea of when you would update the resource?
Well, look, you know, I personally think we're going to be 1.6, 1.7, theoretically, by the time we finish this year. Would we do a PEA study? They're really expensive. They're about $250,000, but we could do a technical study at, say, $50,000. Some of the companies that want to look at these things, they actually don't want you to do them. Like I said, you just need to demonstrate. Like, if you were at 1.7, 1.8 going to 2 million, that's really exciting. That is something that people will buy at 2 million ounces at high grade. Could we go to 3 million? Well, we don't know yet, and that's what we're hoping to prove. And that would be phenomenal if we could do that. We've also got, you know, other parts of that territory that we're going to be exploring and drilling.
Just one other point to your point about some of those economic studies is you're right. Acquiring companies, larger companies, they do their own internal studies. So sometimes, as we've seen with other takeovers, you just need to give them the data and not necessarily go through some of those expensive studies. Let's move on to Percival then, because May 16th, the most recent news release outlined a completion of the ground geophysical survey. Please take us through this Percival target. It is on the southeast area of the property. What has you excited about this target to drill here?
Well, look, Percival has been out there for a while. They have 100,000 ounces that they've already proved up and drilled in previous years. But what they did was they missed the geometry, and they were trying to find an open pit and went laterally and missed it all. We did a 3D geochem or a magnetic study, and just figured out that it was actually down plunge extension there. And not only that, but 500 meters to the east, there is another untested parallel fold hinge that looks even bigger. So we've got targets down both this year, this summer. I think it's pretty exciting. We were debating which was more exciting, the hinge or Percival, and it's kind of 50-50 where our geologists are sort of kind of making their bets. But this kind of thing is great because it's only 14 kilometers away, and if you think about a mine being built later, it's very truckable, those 14 kilometers. We've done the chemistry, would fit right in with anything we'd set up over at Eau Claire. And then with the study that we did that you mentioned, is we had bigger, broader targets out there from previous IP studies. And what you're trying to do is narrow them down. So we've narrowed down 15 targets that look good to about 8. We have to go back and actually put a drill in them. So every step that you get through creates more opportunity and more focus. And again, we're trying to do this the right way, and we're trying to be really efficient with the money we put in the ground.
Well, Tim, it looks like based on this press release that these are northwest, southeast trending structures. You're going down into the sulfides to try to look for some of that higher grade. Is there some advantages to knowing how these things are trending now as far as how you angle the drills and how many holes will you be putting in there if you did do a program? Do you have some ideas of the strategy there?
Well, I think what we're trying to do is at least put 5,000 meters in there. And then we'll reassess. And, I've asked our geologists the same questions you're asking. And a lot of the answers, we'll have to wait for assay results. So we're going to start drilling Percival in the first week in June. We should start getting things back in July from their labs. And then we'll reconfigure. And so typically we try to put 3 or 4 holes in, get the results back so we can get an idea of exactly what you're talking about, the angle of attack for the next ones. And we'll go from there. So it's exploration, and you're really reaching out. So again, I'm excited by it. I mean, the Percival could represent a significant amount of ounces for us on top of what I think is already there at Eau Claire. Exciting time. So we're going to have a really good summer.
Tim, can you just update us on the overall budget then approximately for this year in terms of all the drilling now that you have raised that $11 million?
Yeah, so we're going to spend about $10 million on drilling. We've got a 15,000 meter program that takes us through the end of the summer. We've had that pre-approved before we actually did the raise. So we'll reassess and probably extend that out through the fall. We just want to be conservative with our money. I mean, I think everybody and investors listening understand that we're in a time in the market where things are pretty soft. I personally think that bullish days for gold are coming with the economy and the pullback in some of the equity stock market on the bigger names that we all know. So I'm hoping that we'll have a better idea in a couple months if we can push out more. Obviously, the more you drill, the better, more opportunity you have, better results. But at the same time, we got to be thoughtful about our treasury and make sure that we can carry ourselves through the end of the year. So we're going to have a couple drills going until the end of the summer and at least one through the fall. And then we also have, and are lucky to have this, the Dolly Varden, money that if we need it, we can tap into starting in February 25th of next year. My goal is not to have to run into that, but we're going to have to be sensitive about what the market's giving us and what we can do.
All right, Tim, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Tim regarding any of the targets we discussed, any of the drilling that is underway or on tap, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Fury Gold Mines. We'll follow up with Tim as some more news hits the market. Tim, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, guys.